I'm Brooke Allen, and you're listening to WKAR. So Mondays is when we usually have our Monday with the Mayor segment. Sometimes, as is the case today, it's not a mayor, but a township supervisor or another leader. And as you may know, WKAR broadcasts far across Michigan. And you can hear us not only in Lansing and parts of Detroit, but also in Battle Creek. So today, we are pleased to welcome actually two leaders. We have Tim Hill, who is the supervisor for Emmett Charter Township, and also Dave Morgan, who is the Penfield Charter Township supervisor. And both of your townships include Battle Creek. So thank you so much, gentlemen, for making the trip with us. We appreciate it. So it was 7 years ago that the largest and most expensive inland oil spill in U.S. history happened, and Enbridge has reached a settlement of $177 million to resolve claims stemming in that spill that polluted the Kalamazoo River. So tell me, how is Battle Creek today?
It's much better. They've gone through, they've cleaned up everything, and quite honestly, they had to pull a lot of cars out, they pull a lot of junk out of the river, so it's much cleaner than it was before the spill. And from what I'm hearing from a lot of the fishermen there, that a lot of smallmouth bass are doing really well in the river. So it's turned out to be nice and clean compared to what it was.
So, and how is the health of the river has definitely improved then?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Enbridge has been very proactive in working with the local municipalities in helping resolve any situations, whether it's homeowners' properties. They've purchased homes back from people that were affected, and they've spent a lot of money in the community to help out any municipality or family that was impacted.
So really the cooperation level, you would say, has been high?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You would agree with that. Mm-hmm. How are people feeling? Are they still frustrated, or has enough time gone by to where you'd say they've kind of worked through it?
Well, I don't know. I think maybe they've worked through it. I haven't had any calls in my office regarding the Enbridge spill. We've had some positive things. The canoers and the kayakers out there are in droves, so it seems like to me that it's become quite the attraction for water sports now since the spill's been cleaned up. So
that's a positive.
That's a positive thing, yes.
And I think it's much less of an issue. Yeah, the community's moved on. A lot of great things are happening in both Emmett and Penfield Township. And I think, Enbridge has been good to work with.
Right. Okay, so Dave, tell me, you mentioned the great things happening, so tell me a great thing happening.
Oh, there's a lot going on in Penfield and Emmett. Emmett, for instance, if you want to talk, you've had quite a few businesses come in.
Yeah, we've got Harper Village that seems to be expanding quite a bit. We should have about 8 or 9 hotels by 2020, Hilton, Marriott's.
Major chains, then.
Yeah, a lot of major chains, it's just it's growing quite a bit. We just have to figure out how to get the roads fixed. That's one of the big things. So
the roads are your challenge.
Well, it's funny. On townships, when you go in and you put your gas in the tank and you pay for your gas as well as the gas tax, not a dime goes to any township in the state. The counties get the money as well as villages and cities, and that's under Public Act 51. So we are, by our county, required to pay 70% of resurfacing the roads, and we feel that's pretty unfair. And that's something that Lansing needs to take and fix that. They need to include townships in Public Act 51, so that's why our roads are as bad as they are, because we have zero ownership on the roads, and we get $0, but we're required to pay 70%. That just is not fair to me. So that's one of the things that I'm trying to work on with some members in Lansing to try and change Public Act 51.
And how about you, Dave? Tell me.
Well, in Penfield, we passed a millage, and we just finished our road project. So 100% of our local roads have now been repaved or resurfaced. So we've come a long ways there. So that's something that's happening in Penfield that's very good. And, of course, our police and fire, we use the sheriff's department, and then we have our own fire department. They're wonderful, do a great job, and those are the heroes of our community.
And you both have sent in pictures, and they were on our WKR Facebook page.
Yeah.
So explain those pictures to me.
We try to send pictures that reflects the community. We have Fire Keepers, which is the third largest casino in the state of Michigan, about 50,000 vehicles a day. I think I sent something regarding the river, Enbridge, and a lot of kayakers out there having a great time and so forth. And I think I might have sent something about the terrible roads. That's about all I can remember.
I remember the kayakers for sure. So
yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the community and what the community means to both of you?
Well, Emmett is our per capita income is about 46. We have a lot of hard workers in Battle Creek, some really good people. They're concerned about many different things. I wish they'll come to more board meetings. That would be nice. But it seems like the one main problem that we're looking at is the roads, how to fix it. We have a great police department, a great fire department. We work well with Penfield. Dave Morgan, who's running for the 62nd, I believe. So I always try and harass him on that one. But, yeah. You know, we're doing very well as cooperation between the two communities. And so, I mean, they're just your average American in mm-hmm. townships.
So how about schools? Let's talk about the schools in the communities.
Well, we're lucky. We both have wonderful school Absolutely. Districts. Penfield Schools is great. It's first class. And Tim has Harper Creek schools. And, you know, our communities touch each other. So a lot of things we work together on, and a lot of improvements are made in both communities at the same time.
So it's pretty interesting that you guys, you came together mm-hmm. and you said that your communities touch each other. So you can see, obviously, by you being here together, that you work together. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, that's so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to have a positive working relationship with a lot of the municipalities. I try to work well with Battle Creek, with Rebecca Fleury, because a lot of things that happen in Battle Creek happen in Emmett and vice versa. And so we're trying to help bring more jobs to our area. We've got about, 90,000 in the Battle Creek area, which includes Bedford, Penfield, Emmett, Leroy, and Newton, and Springfield, which is a city. So there's a lot of cooperation that we do.
And how about you, Dave? Tell me.
In our community? Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. There's a possibility of Walmart coming in 2019 as kind of their time frame, which should open up a lot of other businesses coming in. The future's bright in Penfield and Emmett. Like what Tim was saying, revenue sharing is extremely important for the townships. It's been cut. Act 51 doesn't favor the townships. That needs to be addressed. So there's a lot of things to lower the taxes on the local residents. We need to get more revenue sharing out of the state.
You know, I'm going to dovetail on that. You know, with the new tax bill that is yeah. being worked on the state level, the local communities, you pay a huge amount of taxes. So you don't pay property taxes for the roads. You do in Penfield, but not in Emmett. But, you know, you can lower it on the state level, but the local level is the hard part.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen, so much for joining us. I know it was a long drive, so I appreciate you being here.
Oh, you bet. And just for the record, my daughter's 11. She wants to be a Michigan State Spartan.
Oh, yes. Well, see, go green, right?
Yep, go green.
Go green. Thank you, gentlemen, for
being
here.
Thank you.